But I say, did you bring it, you know? And you say, yes, I
brought it.
Okay. And if my pockets are all filled up with things, say my pockets really, they're all filled up with, I have my pockets all filled with nails, you know, or something.
Pushed
pockets.
Out.
Okay, sure. I was thinking, that's right, or I was thinking pushed out or bulged.
Bulged either one.
Uh-huh. And if the shirt wasn't sand fried and it was washed, the collar might have gotten smaller. You'd say,
wrinkled.
Yeah, it got smaller, though. You'd say the collar.
After drawed up.
Okay. Would you ever use the term shrunk?
Yeah.
For that? Would that mean the same thing?
Yes, sir. The same thing.
What's that word?
Shrunk?
Yeah, okay. Something a woman carries when she goes to the store, holds in her hand.
Purse.
All right. And something a woman might wear around her wrist.
Watch. Wristband?
Or just...
Wristband or what?
Yeah. Just an ornament. Brace.
Bracelet.
Yeah. And a woman really enjoys getting, putting on fancy clothes, you know. And you might say, my, she really likes to...
Dress up.
All right, and she likes to put stuff on her eyes and her mouth. You say she spends an awful lot of time
painting her face.
Okay. All right. You say dress up. Would you use that same term for a man, that a man likes to dress up?
That could apply the same way.
Okay. Yes. And something a woman wears around her neck.
Make that?
Yeah, this would be something with beads.
Beads, and then no man will.
No woman, no.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, some men wear beads nowadays.
Necklace, yeah, they might do anything now.
Yeah, I was thinking of a necklace or a string of beads or a pair of beads.
Either one.
Which does.
Stringless, string of beads is a necklace.
Okay. And something you use to hold your pants up?
Suspenders?
Yeah.
Or a belt?
All right. Yeah, that's right. Suspenders. You ever call anything other than suspenders?
Galluses.
Are galluses and suspenders the same thing? Same
thing. Galluses are way back, though.
Yeah. Well, okay. And something you use on a rainy day.
Umbrella.
Yeah. And something you put on over a bed when you're...
Bedspread.
All right. And you rest your head on a...
Pillow.
All right. And remember they used to have a large pillow... One large, kind of a round pillow.
Yeah, I don't know what to call them.
Okay.
Rollo, I think.
Okay.
Pillow.
All right. And then something like a blanket that was made of, was washable, that women used to make these.
For bed?
Yeah.
Oh, bed blanket.
Okay. But this was something that might be tied or not tied. It was and washable. Thinking of a... Something like a comforter or a quilt.
Bedspread or a comforter.
All right. A bed made up flat on the floor is a...
Pallet.
All right. And what do you call rich soil?
Fertile soil.
All right. And what do you call soil that isn't fertile?
Poor land.
Okay. Do you ever call it anything else? Any other terms other than that?
I don't know. Red clay, they used to refer to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a red clay. Cool, right. Nothing if you, you know.
All right. The low-lying land along a stream that might be flooded in the spring and then plowed later.
Plowed later?
Plowed. Plowed afterwards. You know, it might be...
Crawfishy land.
All right. Is that the kind of... But
yeah, it'd be wet and wet in the spring, then dry out in the summer. You pass the crawfish your land is still wet.
Do you plant there?
Can, well, later in the year.
Uh-huh.